Praise the Lord again. We're going to talk about, for we walk by faith and not by sight. That's what we're going to talk on tonight. And also to posture your faith or positioning your faith by confessing the Word of God. And we confess the Word of God, we are knowing that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word. But we will get there. We're going to concentrate on 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 7th verse. And it says, for we walk or we live by faith and not by sight. We see so many things happening in the world today. And if we were just to concentrate on this is wrong, that's wrong, this is at the top of the news, whatever, my God, it's enough to drain you. But when you posture your faith in on what the promises of God says, then we get strength from that. We have hope from that. Amen. And we're not looking at what we see. Yes, it's real, because I like to say it like this. I see what I see, yes, but I do know what I know. And I know the Word of God is quick and it's powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. So we want to walk or live every day by faith. This is a faith walk every single day, and not by sight. Every day it's a faith walk. No matter if everything's going perfect in your life, you have plenty of money, you got food in the refrigerator, everybody's well, and everything is going just, as they say, peachy, we still need the faith in God. Amen. We need faith to get from point A to point B, from point B to point C, and so forth. We need faith every time we put the key in the ignition and start up our car that we will arrive at our destination safely. We need faith even as we lie down at night and we sleep peaceably, because the angels of the Lord encamp round about us. We need faith that we're protected, because the Word of God says so. Amen. So the just shall live by faith and not by sight. See, we must live our lives based on what God's Word teaches us. That's where we position ourselves. That's where we posture our faith, by the Word of God, what He's teaching us, instead of what we can see. Hallelujah. If we can believe God, we can receive, as the Word says. We walk by faith, trusting that God is telling the truth. Hallelujah. Why we say it like that? Because we already know that it says in His Word, God cannot lie. Hallelujah. Praise God. We know that Word. And based on Numbers 23 and 19, we know this well. It says, God is not a man, think, let that register, that He should lie, neither the Son of Man, that He should repent. Hath He said, and shall He not do it? Or hath He spoken, and shall He not make it good? God is not a man that He might lie. Hallelujah, is another way of saying it. God is not a man that He might lie, or son of man that He might change His mind. Does He speak and not act, or does He promise and not fulfill? Glory to God. We know the answer to that. And when we know that God's Word is true, He cannot lie, He promised what He said, hey, we can rest on that. We can just depend on God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God's promises are yes and amen. Yes. And I'm going to read a portion here of Isaiah 40, and I'm going to start at the 29th verse down to the 31st verse. We're talking about trusting God. His Word means what it says, and it says exactly what He means. It's verse 29 in Isaiah 40. It says, He gives power to the faint, those that don't have much strength, and to them that have no might, He increased their strength. Very plain. Verse 30 says, even the youth, the young people, shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, aren't we waiting upon God? Aren't we praying and standing on his promises? Aren't we have faith that what we pray for is going to come to pass? Here's what verse 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. He reestablish us. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. The eagle is not a weak bird. Hallelujah. Strengthening. There's the strength. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. That's the word of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we want to do something a little bit different tonight. As I've said, the word says, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, and out of our mouth we can speak cursing or blessings. We want to speak what the word of God says. We want to speak the promises of God. We want to speak the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. There is power. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Hallelujah. And when you hear the word and you speak the word, again, faith comes by hearing, hearing what you're saying. Hallelujah. Praise God. Comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So what we're going to do tonight, a little bit different, but I want to start doing this from time to time as the Lord leads. I want us to confess. This is going to be a sort of like an interactive prayer line tonight. You're not just going to sit there and listen to me only, but I'm going to give you what to say, and you will repeat after me. You'll recognize it because it's the word of God. But we're just going to say that, not saying it unto me. You're not saying it just to be shooting out in the air, but you're saying it but to hear that word, hear God's word, and when you hear that word, you can grab hold even more faith. Your measure of faith, it just sinks in a little bit more. And we like to say it like this, we're positioning our faith by speaking the word. Is that all right? Praise God. Now, you're going to repeat after me, and I'm going to try to go slow enough so that you can say this. Say it as unto the Lord. Say it in faith believing. Say it that as if it's right there. The Bible said the things that we desire when we pray, believe that we have them, and the Bible says, and we shall have them. All right, we're getting ready to do this, confessing the posture of our faith. Hallelujah, knowing how we position our faith. Glory to God. All right, I want you to repeat after me. Jesus is Lord over my spirit and body. Jesus has been made unto me wisdom, sanctification, and redemption. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. My God supplies all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I am the body of Christ. I am redeemed from the curse because Jesus bore my sickness on the cross and carried my diseases in his own body. And by his stripes, I am healed. I forbid any sickness or any disease to operate in my body. Every organ, every tissue in this body functions in perfection to which God created it to function. I honor God and I bring glory to him in my body. I have the mind of Christ, and I hold the thoughts and feelings of his heart. I am a believer and not a doubter. I hold fast to my confession and profession. I have decided to practice my faith and to walk by faith and not by sight. My faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Jesus is the author. Jesus is the developer of my faith. The love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. And his love abides in me richly. I keep myself in the kingdom light, in the word, and the wicked one touches me not. I tread upon serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. I take my shield of faith, and I quench every flaming dart of the wicked one. Greater is he that is within me than he that is within the world. Let's say that again. Greater is he that is within me than he that is within the world. Let's say it one more time. I want you to get this. Greater is he that is within me than he that is within the world. See, and I want to just expound just a few minutes here on this. Praise God. If you repeated this after me, you're repeating the word of God. That's all you're doing, and you're saying it out loud that you can hear it. And then when you hear it, your faith is increased. We're talking about posturing or positioning your faith confession. Hallelujah. After a while, it'll come from confessing the faith to actually putting it in motion, put it in action. Because, see, faith without works is dead. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hallelujah. We want to posture our faith. We want to position ourselves, our faith, and that faith is in God. Hallelujah. What do we stand on? We're standing on God's word. What are we leaning and depending on? We're depending on Jesus Christ and the promises of God. Amen. Hallelujah. When we were saying it, greater is he that's within me than he that is within the world. See, that means that God is just what it says, is greater than anything that you and I can face. That means greater than the biggest problem or most terrible thing that you could even imagine than that. Guess what? God is greater than that. He's bigger than that. Hallelujah. Praise God. That means he's bigger than any obstacle that the enemy could throw our way. And remember, the word of God says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon, none, no obstacle, no anything that the enemy could dream up and say and try to hinder you. No roadblock it can hinder you, because greater is he that is in us. Who's in you? Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's bigger than any challenge. My Lord, he's bigger than any bad things that you and I may face. Because we know that all things are possible to those who believe. So let me say this. don't concentrate on amplifying your problem, but or amplifying your problem bigger than you concentrate in amplifying God. In other words, don't put so much energy in amplifying, well, this happened to me, now that happened, now I got this, and now this is the trouble, and now I don't have this, and now this is going, but no. Yeah, it's real. Yeah, it doesn't hurt. Yes, it hurts. Do you feel the problems, the challenges, the pain, whatever it is? Yes, all of that is real, but don't amplify it. In other words, by just talking about it all the time, instead, channel your strength in the Word of God and just say, greater is he that is in me, greater than he that's in me, than the pain or whatever it is that I'm going through. By his stripes, I am healed. That's why I had you to repeat this word, hallelujah, that God has made me to understand. He gives me wisdom to understand. He ordered my steps. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Hallelujah. So, don't amplify your problem bigger than you amplify God, because he is so much greater. God, remember, God is not slack concerning his promises. If he said it, he's going to do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Mm-hmm. Hath he spoken it, or shall he not make it good? Another translation says, God's not a man that he might lie, or a son of man that he might change his mind. Does he speak and does he not act? Mm-hmm. Or promise and not fulfill? Yes, he does. He promises. He fulfills every word. Because, see, his word is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. So the Lord watches over his own word to perform it. Amen. And that is our word tonight. Position, posture your faith by speaking the word of God and putting it in action. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know if you're blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed as we begin to speak and hear that word. We're praying tonight. Hallelujah. Let's pray. And just there may be someone on your heart and in your mind that you want to pray, that you pray. So as we pray, you and I, we are praying together. We're confessing that word together. We know that by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. That he is a deliverer. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, God, because this is the day that you've made, and we choose to rejoice. We choose to be glad in it. Father, we praise you, God, even for your word as you're teaching us about faith and how to channel our faith in your direction. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for everyone that's on this line tonight. Oh, my Father, send a special encouragement. Send your anointing and allow the word of God, hallelujah, to illuminate itself in each and every one of their lives. They will build themselves up. They'll be stronger in you and in the power of your might. And Father God, as we're touching in agreement, more than two or three of us on this line tonight. So therefore, God, we're calling on you, our Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that you, we thank you that you continue to heal Sister Dorothy Crawley. Hallelujah. And touch Trustee Crawley as well, Father. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Shirley Brown as you're healing her body, strengthening her, that she'll be able to come out to church and hear the word of God. Hallelujah. Strengthen her, God. Strengthen Mother Virginia Monroe. Bless her, God. Continue to strengthen Sister Shirley Mosley, God. You're able to do exceeding and abundantly above all we can ask or even think. And Father, we thank you that you're continuing to strengthen Sister Shirley Cooper. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. It's you that's given her the strength. It's you that's given her the endurance. The things that she's going through is not easy, but God, it's you that she looks to, the author, the finisher of her faith. God, continue to touch, Lord, Deacon Robert Cooper. Even, God, as he lied there, God, you're able to minister to him, to his spirit. Spirit, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, can comfort him in the mighty name of Jesus. And your will, your perfect will be done, Father. And Father, we thank you for Reverend Annie Anderson, Lord. And I talked to her the other night, and she did, other day, and she said that she didn't have a pain anywhere. So we thank you for healing her. We thank you for preserving her. We thank you for those that are caregivers that look after her well-being. Father, we praise you, God, even for Mother Dolores Liggins. God, we praise you each and every week. We praise you, God, because you keep doing great things. You keep on doing great things for us. Keep on renewing our strength. So that's why we look to the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help, Father, it comes from you. And Father, we praise you, God, again, also for Deacon Walter Brown, how you're blessing him, how you just encourage him, how you take care of him, God. Oh, my God, this man is moving by faith. He gets in that car, and God, you protect him, and you bring him back home safely. Father, we thank you for Sister Betty Ann Davis, God, that continue to renew her strength. We thank you, Lord, that she's looking to you. We're looking to you, God, and you are that healer. You are a restorer. God, restore her strength. Give her that joy, that peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that keeps her heart and mind through Jesus Christ. Now, Father, we present to you Jacque Brown. Father, oh God, you have done so much for her. And Father, you continue, as you continue to heal her, give her the patience to wait on you. Give her the patience to know that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Father, you are able to heal her back, heal the bones. God, you made the bones. You are able, God, to knit them back together, to give strength to her. Give life, God, in the name of Jesus. All that that she needs, all that she's standing in need of. God, we are in agreement that you are able to do that, exceeding and abundantly, more than we can think of, and ask of you. Father, we give you praise for what you've done already, how you raised her up already. Hallelujah. How you amazed the people. Now, God, continue to wow us, wow them, wow the doctors, even God showing that you're able to do. Hallelujah. So we're standing and we're touching in agreement. It's more than two or three of us on this line. So, God, we join our faith together. We're praying one for the other. And bless her mother and her father and her sibling, God. God, bless them. Bless them, God. And strengthen all those that come in to care for her. Bless them. Strengthen them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we pray in tonight for the little 3-year-old Connor, who had open heart surgery on yesterday. Father, how you guided the doctors. Father, how they had to break his ribs to be able to go into his heart. Father, we pray that you would guide them and direct them. And God, you did just that. Father, the report came back that the little Connor was resting out of pain. Father, strengthen. He's just a baby, 3 years old. Oh, my God. Touch his parents, God. Strengthen them. Strengthen their faith that they will stand on your promises. Oh, my God. And, Father, remember the anointing. Remember the anointing that we need, the young men and women. We need your power to stand in this time in which we live. Remember Joseph. God, even as he's stationed there in Hawaii where things were just kind of in turmoil, but God, I believe by faith, I believe the report that you will keep him covered. God, that you will surround him like a shield. Hallelujah. That you are his fortress. Hallelujah. You are his protector and you are his provider. And not only him, but God, all those children that started to school and to college and just enter in for the first time. Build a shield of protection. Build a fence of protection. My God, protect them. All those that that travel on the buses, the bus driver, Father, oh my God, back and forth, to and fro, even in the classroom, let your anointing show up there. Your power, God. We bind every force of the enemy that would try to stir up confusion, that would try to hinder them. We stop the enemy right now. We rendered that his power is useless, that there is no power. When he's trying to tear down our families and tear down our children, we come against it, we bind it, we build up the shield of faith, huh? We take the sword of the Spirit against them. Hallelujah. We keep on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to stand against the fiery darts of the enemy. Father, because you said it in your word, and we're standing right now. And Father, we ask that you remember bereaved families right now. Remember the Brown family. Hallelujah. Lord, touch the children and touch, Lord, even all of those as we travel to Philadelphia this coming Sunday evening, that you'll keep us covered under your blood and protection, God. You are our protector. Hallelujah. Oh, God, men, in your time, you are men broken hearts. Hallelujah. Join families closer together in love, Father. Hallelujah, God. Help us to be a help one to the other. Father, and even as you're touching the bereaved hearts, touch the Foreman family as they plan to put to rest and lay to rest our Pastor Apostle Steve Foreman, God. He has been a blessing to us down through the years. Comfort the loved ones. Comfort the family. Bless his church family. Hallelujah. Bless his children, God. Have your way, and that your will be done. Hallelujah. And God, even all those that are on this line tonight, whatever the need is, whatever the request is, God, move by your Spirit. Allow it to be so. Hallelujah, God. Even though, God, there are challenges and all, but God, that we are standing on your promises, and we believe your word. We're not doubting, but we're concentrating. We're standing on your promises because we know that you can't lie, that if you said it, you're going to do it. If you spoke it, it shall come to pass. We thank you that Jesus Christ, you are the Christ. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You said, I am the Lord, and I change not. We thank you that your mercy endures forever. Your truth endures forever. God, remember those that are driving the big tractor trailer, God. Remember Kurt, and remember Nicky Monroe, and oh my God, oh, so many of them that I can't name all by name, but you know them. You know them. You know who they are, God. Bless them. Hallelujah. Cover them. Keep them awake, God. Strengthen. Build a fence of protection. Hallelujah. Cover them as a shield. Be that fortress, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, bless our church family. Bless, God, not only Petersville Baptist Church, but every church, God, that's holding up your bloodstained banner, but every church that's believer, that's a true believer in you. Increase our faith. Lord, help us to bind us together in love, God. Strengthen, hallelujah, pastors and teachers and preachers. Oh, my God, strengthen the fivefold ministry on tonight, God. We need you, God. We bind us together, Lord, that we will be strengthened and help one to the other. God, we all are part of the family of God, and we bless you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you for the answer. We thank you, Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We give your name praise and glory and honor. It belongs to you. Even as we lay down tonight, allow the Holy Spirit, even minister, even as we dream, well, allow the dreams to be sweet. You said in your word you would give sweet sleep tonight. And Father, we're standing on your promises. So we thank you. I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. This Dream Team prayer line, thank you for that. Thank you for everyone who called in. Move by your spirit. Turn it around. Whatever it is in their life that needs help and needs to see a time of new beginnings, it's right now. Turn it around, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray, and for his glory, his honor, and we say amen and amen and amen. We thank you, Lord. You are good, and you're good all the time. Your goodness and your mercy, it follows after us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Glory to God. Well, the time has gone, come and gone, and I thank God for this opportunity that I could have the opportunity to expound on his word. We learn and we grow together. It's in Christ that we live, we move, we have our being. So you all be blessed tonight. Hallelujah. Love on somebody. As Pastor said, find somebody. Do something nice for someone. Something special. Yes, go out of your way. Be a blessing to somebody tonight. And praise God. Have a wonderful night. Y'all be blessed. Amen. Good night.